This is JRS News. Coming up, Jamaica and Trinidad and Tobago vow to find mutual solutions to issues affecting both countries. New community access points set up in inner-city communities in Kingston and St. James, and Southwood residents get new bridge. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Ready to go, Jody?
Yes, Mommy. But I have to do one little thing.
What's that?
Even though I'm in the back seat, I have to fasten my seatbelt.
Oh, you remember.
That's a good girl.
My teacher told me that wearing a seatbelt can save lives.
That's right.
I want to grow big like you, Mommy.
You will.
Remember now, Jody. No hand outside the window, no head outside the window.
Yes, I know. Road safety.
Walk, ride, and drive for life. A message from the Ministry of Transport, Works, and Housing.
Customize your Christmas cards and calendars at the JIS. Let us design yours today. Visit jis.gov.jm for details.
Now the news. Jamaica and Trinidad and Tobago have vowed to find mutually beneficial solutions to the looming immigration and trade impasse affecting both countries. This follows Monday's meeting between Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator A.J. Nicholson, and his Trinidad and Tobago counterpart, Winston Ducaron. Mr. Ducaron and his four-member delegation are on a two-day visit to the island at the invitation of Minister Nicholson to participate in discussions on the matters of free movement and free trade within the context of the Caribbean Single Market and Economy, the CSME. The meetings stem from the recent incident in which 13 Jamaicans were refused entry into the Twin Island Republic. In a statement to the press before the meeting, Minister Nicholson said he's hoping that the two countries can arrive at a mutually beneficial solution to the current problems. Residents of inner-city communities in Kingston and St. James are to benefit from four new community access points, CAPS. The establishment of CAPS is an innovative way to provide computer access to all citizens. State Minister in the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Julian Robinson, says more than 150 CAPS have been rolled out at schools, community centers, and other central locations across the island.
A community access point is really an internet cafe. It can be at a church, a community center. It's generally where a community-based organization would request of the USF. Once they have a facility and they have the management team in place, then the USF provides the computers and the connectivity and they manage the facility.
Minister Robinson was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. The Kingston access points will be located at the Duhaney Park Information Center at 121 Baldwin Crescent and at 13 Langston Road in McGregor Gardens. In St. James, a third CAP will be established at the Birchall Baptist Church at the corner of Market and King Streets, while the fourth will be located at the Albion Community Resource Center on the outskirts of Montego Bay. Residents of Southwood in Clarendon now have easier access to their community and to the wider Frankfield area with the opening of a $24 million bridge. State Minister for Transport, Works and Housing Richard Azan says cooperation between the contractors and the citizens enabled the speedy completion of the project.
It shows that when you have little money, you can do things that can touch many lives. I remember that someone who attended a funeral here sometime last year, and when they were crossing the river, they take some photographs and the people have to take off their shoes to cross the river. Today, we can give God thanks. We don't have to do that anymore. You can walk on the bridge.
Minister Azan was speaking at the opening ceremony for the bridge recently. He says the bridge will be meshed to make it safer for children to use. And seven community-based organizations have received $100,000 grants under the Social Development Commission's Governance Capacity Grant Fund, GCGF. The fund was established to assist community-based organizations access funding to help them make more effective and meaningful contributions to parish and national development. The awardees include the White House, Highgate, Pepin, and Port Antonio Development Area Committees. Minister of Local Government and Community Development, Noel Arscott, has commended the groups for their continued efforts towards community development.
Creating effective community-based organizations is a blueprint for building strong communities and implementing community-based initiatives which fuel the development of a vision and realistic plan for change.
Minister Arscott was speaking at the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development Awards ceremony in Kingston recently. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.